I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Finally, we're heading back to Iran to explore an issue that people there don't talk about openly. That is sexuality. Our guide is a new novel for young adults. Sarah Farazan is the author of If You Could Be Mine, and she came to our studio yesterday. I got to say, it's been a while since I read any YA or young adult lit, and this is a deep and heartbreaking story, a love story, an unrequited love story between two young women in love in Iran. Why'd you decide to write a novel that explores gender and sexuality in Iran? What was your motivation?
Well, I think I'm emotionally 17, which I found a career that accommodates that. But in all seriousness, I grew up in Massachusetts to two very loving parents who happened to be from Iran, who taught me to be very proud of my heritage and not shy away from it. And then as I got older, around puberty age, you know, or even younger than that, elementary school, I was watching like Beauty and the Beast, very simple Disney cartoon. But I was like, wow, Belle's kind of hot. I mean, not that I had the language for that, but I understood that I had these sort of same-sex attractions. And I knew it was not something to be talked about, not just because of my parents' background, but because of the society we're living in. It was like late 90s. So I was pretty closeted from about, you know, 7th to 12th grade. It was funny because I was very social and, you know, a school president, and I was making speeches about, oh, go to the football game this Saturday, hurrah. But inside, I was very angry and sad and was not opening up or acting on any kind of feeling. And so I think as an adult, I thought, you know, what would it be like for someone like me who, if my parents never left and if I were, you know, born and raised there, what would life be for me?
Let's just talk about the reality of life for gays and lesbians in Iran.
Right.
You've hardly lived there. You visited.
No, I visited, but I will never fully know what that's like.
How did you connect with that world? I mean, how hard was it to research that and plug into that reality?
It was pretty hard. I mean, I did a lot of prep work before, like stateside, because I wasn't going to put anyone's life or livelihood in jeopardy for a novel. So I was doing a lot of research stateside. I was learning a lot about people who had sought asylum and were in the West. And then when I visited, I was talking to people, but more about their day-to-day lives. So I wasn't really like, so what's your love life like? Because you don't ask that of anyone anyway. It's no one's business. But I was finding that some people were willing to talk. Others were suspicious, and rightfully so. And I looked very foreign.
I want to just dig into some aspects of the story here. So Sahara is a lesbian who hasn't come out yet. She's madly in love with her childhood friend Nesreen, and Nesreen is getting married, and that's when things get kind of complicated.
Yeah.
And then it comes to Sahara's attention that there is a possible path to being with Nesreen as her spouse. Sahara would become a man, and that's not an intuitive jump of logic to make when we think of Iran. And yet sex reassignment in Iran is not only okay, it's supported by the government?
Yeah, it's legal, you know, but the thing is you have to undergo the operation. And it's not like a cakewalk, like you go into a clinic and it's really easy. You have to meet with a psychiatrist and a surgeon and you have to get tests done. And
but why does the government support that?
I guess in the late 80s, from my understanding, there was this M2F transsexual who had not undergone the surgery yet, but really appealed to the Ayatollah Khomeini and was like, hey, I'm born in the wrong body.
This is a man who wanted to become a woman.
Yes, right. There's nothing in the Quran that says it can't be done.
So how did the Ayatollah rule?
Became sympathetic and said, okay, well, you have to undergo the surgery. You can't, you know, have a dress or appearance as the gender you want and then not have the anatomy. So your birth certificate is changed and they ask that you don't speak about your previous life in that gender. And so on the one hand, it's kind of really progressive because here a lot of people have trouble getting the surgery or their birth certificate changed right away and even having the operation in some cases subsidized. Mm. But on the other hand, it's still a group of people that has to deal with a lot of discrimination. And there's some people who undergo the operation thinking it's their only sort of alternative.
What happens if you say you're gay in Iran or lesbian?
I think people know kind of who is and who isn't. But, you know, there's a lot of private parties and there's modesty and discretion.
I assume this has not been published yet in Farsi?
No, and I don't know that it will.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I don't know what defines an average heterosexual Iranian, but let's say there is such a thing, and they were to start reading If You Could Be Mine in Tehran. Would it resonate with them? Would they recognize the picture of Tehran that you paint?
I worry about what the Persian community here and perhaps abroad thinks of it because, you know, what is my right to really tell this story? My whole goal is that it helps one family or one parent. I'm very hopeful that I think in decades' time, if a kid goes up to their parent and says, "Mom or Dad, I'm gay or I'm bi or I'm trans," it's treated no differently as being left-handed or skin color or hair color. That's a lofty want, but I'm going to hope for it anyway.
Sarah Farazan, the author of If You Could Be Mine. Great read. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. Such an honor. Thank you.